Maybe this has happened in your neighborhood. A home goes up for sale on your block or the next block over, and you watch that for sale sign for a while, and you worry for a while. But just lately, the house finally sold. Today, the government reported a surge in sales of newly built single-family homes. March home sales jumped nearly 27%. Not only was the weather more conducive, many people were rushing to buy before a federal tax credit expires next week. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah McKemmon spoke to some new home buyers.
It's been a busy month for Karen Wendell and Jason Atherton. Sure, the couple just bought their first house, but Wendell says that's not the only thing they're celebrating.
Been together 8 years, got engaged about a week and a half ago. Been a long time coming, I guess. finally got it, got the ring, and we'll be married next April.
Wendell is 25 and works in jewelry sales. Atherton, who's 30, is a Marine Corps recruiter. Their engagement followed another big step, moving into a new house they bought for $185,000 in the suburb of West Des Moines. The one-story, three-bedroom tan house is nestled in a new development bordered by farmland and gravel roads. It looks modest on the outside, but the front door opens to a spacious living room, dining room, and kitchen area. Standing just inside the guest room, Wendell says the house is small enough for the two of them, but big enough to entertain.
I have, 18 nieces and nephews under the age of 10, so we always have a guest. Friends over on the weekend.
The couple bought this house with help from the $8,000 federal tax credit for first-time buyers, plus a $5,000 grant Atherton qualified for as an active duty service member. Their realtor, who happens to be Karen Wendell's older brother Scott, says business has been brisk. That's largely due to people trying to get in on the first-time buyer credit or a $6,500 credit for some repeat buyers.
Their goal is to try to find something before the end of the month because it's free money and they might not see it again for a long time or ever again.
All those buyers helped push up existing home sales at a seasonally adjusted rate of almost 7% in March. The National Association of Realtors reports these numbers are up 16% from a year ago. Spokesman Walter Maloney says sales will likely drop off a bit after the credits expire, but he predicts a longer-term recovery in the housing market, provided the economy creates more jobs.
So yeah, there are scenarios where we will not see the improvement that we want. And frankly, the crystal ball has never been hazier than it's been in the past couple of years. But I would say at this point, we're more hopeful than we've been in a long time.
Realtor Scott Wendell is optimistic too, but right now he's trying to reassure worried clients who still have houses for sale.
It's almost the sellers are more nervous because they know that the magic window is the end of April to get their house sold. And their thought is if their house doesn't sell by the end of April, there's no more buyers left out there and real estate's just going to be dead.
Wendell worries that after next week, buyers may spend more time shopping around before they make an offer. New homeowners Jason Atherton and Karen Wendell say the tax credit did push up their timeline a bit. Even with paying $2,700 to break a lease on their old apartment, Atherton says they still came out ahead.
I think it definitely obviously motivates you to get into a house versus, we could have waited 6 months and not gotten $8,000.
It was a combination of a lot of things just falling into place at the right time. Found the right house. It was the grant, the tax credit. We didn't like where we were at, so it was just a combination of everything.
Realtors like Scott Wendell hope that more people in the coming months will decide it's the right time to buy a house, even without $8,000 to sweeten the deal. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Des Moines.